This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's been a bitter fight between Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, a Democrat, and his Republican rival, Herschel Walker. But voters will get the last word. Today's the runoff election for that U.S. Senate seat.
Raphael Warnock is the first black senator from Georgia. Either he or Republican challenger Herschel Walker will have the distinction of winning a full six-year term. Warnock says Georgia needs people who are impatient.
We need folk who are not content with things as they are, who know that while we live in a great country, we can always make it greater.
Warnock is the senior minister of Martin Luther King's Atlanta Church. Herschel Walker played football at the University of Georgia and won the Heisman Trophy.
We together can make anything happen. We can win a championship.
Warnock led Walker by about 37,000 votes out of almost 4 million cast in November's general election. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Armed Forces Day in Ukraine, and President Zelensky traveled to the Donetsk region near the front lines today, vowing to push Russian forces out of Ukraine. Moscow reported drone strikes inside Russia for a second day. Investigators believe that shooting the damaged power substations in North Carolina was a crime, but they haven't yet named a suspect or a motive. The power blackouts in Moore County could last for days. Duke Energy's Jeff Brooks with the good news and the bad news for residents.
We will gradually see more recovery, but we could still see this extend Wednesday into Thursday, somewhere in that time frame.
He was heard there on WTVD-TV. Today, law enforcement officers who fought off attackers at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th will be awarded the highest honor Congress can bestow, congressional gold medals. This is AP News. Chips. President Biden is going to Arizona today to talk up investments in chip manufacturing.
After hosting a grand congressional ball last night, President Biden flies to Arizona, where he'll be visiting the site for a new plant being built near Phoenix by the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey will attend, as well as his Democratic successor, Katie Hobbs. TSMC will also announce a second plant to go up in Arizona. Biden will be talking about his economic policies and investments in technology and infrastructure just as Republicans prepare to take over the House majority. The president maintains that $252 billion invested in semiconductor manufacturing and scientific research jobs could give the U.S. military an edge and help the middle-class job market. Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy has attacked the government investments as a blank check and corporate welfare. Jennifer King, Washington.
Look at this. Gas is down to $3.38 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.